the queue. Okay, Rabosei, today I hope to complete some loose ends from the sugya we've been learning the last few days, a pas she'ipsha. And Be'ezras Hashem, next week, next year, we'll start on the next sugya, beautiful sugya, bodek, tzarech she'ivatel, more about bedikas chametz, and kolim abrachis, and nusach abrach, and so on. Okay, so now that we've gone through the sugya, we had the din that started us off, that was quoted here, the name of Rav, that if you have pas she'ipsha, the Mark explains that the moldiness of this bread was such that it, based on the normal process of becoming moldy, you would have expected this bread to be from before Pesach because it's that many days old by the appearances of the mold. However, the Gemara says, Rav says, im rabsa matzah muteres, and that means that it's not found in the beginning of Pesach, it's found some days into Pesach, rabu yemei matzah. And even though by the normal standards, the amount of days of Pesach that have elapsed would not have caused the ipush to be to the extent that it is, ipusha meruba. But since we're also talking about a case that you would bake matzah each and every day of Pesach, and therefore, since they baked hot matzah every day of Pesach and put it on what was in the container, that would have caused the process of ipush to accelerate, and therefore we can still attribute this matzah, this piece of what could be matzah, could be chametz, to be considered to be matzah. So again, what comes out of this sugya and what emerges from the Shaka Vitaria and the Maskana is that the din of Rav is based on a principle that the Gemara presented of azlinan basar basra. In other words, the fact that we would normally assume that what was from before would not be present anymore, that was all cleaned out, they would use up what was from chametz before they would get to what was new, plus the fact that there was a bedikas chametz, that principle is what allows us to assume that this piece of what could be chametz or could be matzah, what we're not sure about, is in fact matzah. The fact that he talks about a case of ipush and ipush meruba is an added chidush within the din of azlina basa basra. In other words, not just do we know azlina basa basra, which we stated in the Mishnah and Shkalim, as we saw, but also, even though here there might be reason to start thinking that it must be from before Pesach because of how much ipush there is, how moldy it is, but since we can also associate the ipush with the milsa v'chitta, as the Ran says, with the slightly far-fetched scenario of the fact that more bread was baked, more batsa was baked, and that accelerated, so we're still going to hold on to the hakal as limba sabast. That's the maskanas ha-gemara, that's the din of Rav. This din is paskind in Shulchan Aruch, as we noted, in Simen Taf Mem Vav, Sif Dalet. The Chaber writes, Matzah pas bePesach bBeiso veEin Yodea imu chametz al matzah. So you don't know what it is. Mutter afilu baAchila. So there's no two ways about it here. The heter is not just a heter to hold on to it for Bal Yiroa issues. It's mutter afilu baAchila, and the Mechaber explains the azlinan basar basra. That's exactly why it's mutter. That's without any extra chidush of ipush meruba. Just the fact that there is pas that might be from before Pesach or it might be from Pesach, but we say no, what was from before Pesach would not be here now. They would have been cleaned out. Therefore, azlina basar basra mutter baAchila. Ve'im hu me'upash harbe. She'ef shelo hisapish kol kach mishenichnas haPesach. Oz vadei hu chametz. So that's, there's no two ways about it. It's ipush meruba, that there's nothing that could explain why it would have such a degree of mold, and it's only a few days into Pesach, then it's chametz. If it's chametz, of course, you have to get rid of it immediately. V'im avru mimei Pesach, shenucha litlos. Shenisapesh, mishenichnas haPesach arata. If the amount of days of Pesach passed that we could understand and attribute the ipush that exists now to the fact that these days elapsed. Im anu noagim lefos bePesach pascham bechol yom. As long as we do bake bread, matzah that is every day of Pesach, ton lahakel. I would imagine, even though it doesn't say it quite in that way, I would imagine what the inference is let's say we don't bake matzah every day, but the ipush matches the amount of days that have elapsed, that would also be okay. But the Mechaber sort of skips the rung here in the latter. The Mechaber says, im avu mimei pesach shenucha litro shenis apesh mishnuchas ha-pesach harata. So I would have first said, so then it's again mutter. And even if it's ipush meruba, that would be more than the amount of days, then we can add them on an organ. For some reason, Mechaber didn't say that first point. Just a slight diuk in the Lashon HaMechaber. The pashtus, if they didn't bake bread every day, that accelerates the ipush. But the ipush matches the amount of days, that should be fine too. But it doesn't say quite in that way. It's just sort of what you have to glean from between the words, between the lines. Says the Mechaber, im anenogim levels bepesach pascham b'chol yom, tolen lahaka filmu upesh harbe, shanu tolen lomar b'chol yom afa pascham, and the son of love will figure here b'l his apesh, that's the act, that's the accelerated ipesh. So mevor in the Mechaber that this is the psak halacha, and it certainly matches, first of all, the din I was going to bas a basra that we saw in Shkalim, and then the added chiddush that even within the fact that it's something of a far-fetched scenario, that we can even say by ipush meruba that it would have happened quicker, that's also gepaskined in the Shulchan Aruch. The problem is that the Rambam and the Rif don't quote this halach. The Rambam and the Rif don't mention this yet. Not there, not to be found. Shulchan Aruch has it, the Rambam omits it. And the question is why? So in terms of Azrin Basa Basra, the Rambam paskins the klal of Azrin Basa Basra in terms of from the Mishnah Shkalim. We'll get to that soon. The Rambam talks about the fact that you assume what was cleaned out before it was cleaned out. And the Rambam doesn't even paskin even the first shlav of the Gemara, even if you wouldn't talk about the extra chidush within Azrin Basa Basra over here. The chidush that ipush meruba, more than what would normally have been with these few days of Pesach. But if they baked matzah every day, it could be that it would have happened in such a shorter amount of time. That I understand. That's an extra chidush. But the Rambam didn't even pass in the basic halacha that the Mechaber started with, that if you have a pas of suffix matzah, suffix chametz, you don't know what it is, mutra fil ba'achila dasgin basabasra, the first part of the sif. The Rambam doesn't say that either. And the Rambam does pass in basabasra. So what, my high, why doesn't the Rambam pass in this din in our Gemara? That's the problem, that difficulty here. So we noted the first day of the sugya, we noted that the bir halacha here on the Mechaber has a suggestion. And because of this suggestion, he doesn't advocate paskening like the Mechaber. He says, we have to consider this shita that he quotes of the Rach. By the way, I noticed that what I pointed out in the diuk of the Mechaber, that if it was an ipush muat, then we'd be told of the hakel, separate from the issue of whether they bake matzah. That's also pointed out in the bir halacha. So l'maisa, it's like we said, it's emes because the bir halacha points to that as well. But that's the second piece of bir halacha. In the first piece, on the words of the Mechaber, muta fil ba'achila dasgina basabasra, says the bir halacha, the Rif and the Rambam and the Rush leave this out. And the question is why? Ein achronim shenitchalku bazeh. So we'll talk about at least one of the mahalchim and the achronim soon enough. That's the tzrach. He doesn't even mention by name what they say and who they are. Nitchalku. It's a dochik, whatever they say. Says Chavetz Chaim, I'll tell you why the Rambam and the Rif and the Rush omit this Gemara. Because of Rabbeinu Chananel's comment on the side of the Gemara. Rabbeinu Chananel, that just came out, the Ezra Hashem Yisbarach, and we see something new in the sugya. Rabbeinu Chananel writes on the sugya, and you have it on the Sara Yo Gemara, right when the Gemara begins in the sugya of Pasri Ipsha, says the Rabbeinu Chananel, Pasri Ipsha v'loyata imatzi chametzi, right in the beginning of the sugya, before the Gemara lays itself out, and Ipash Meruba, just the very case itself, im rabu yimei matzah muteres pirush achara pesach. So he sets out for us that the entire discussion that we are dealing with, that revolves around what to do with this piece of what might be chametz, might be matzah, is nogea achar pesach. That's what it sounds like he's saying. What's the pshat in the Rabbeinu Chananel says, the bir halacha? Umuvan taimo, I understand very well. Because Tocha Pesach, we're dealing with the possibility of kares, if someone eats chametz on Pesach, if it really is chametz, it's a chi of kares. We're not dealing with chi of kares. First of all, it could be only the Rabbanan. That's a machokis of Yidin Rav Shimon, right? According to Rav Yehuda, chametz achar Pesach is aser belav. According to Rav Shimon, it's not even that. It's only a knas the Rabbanan. So if you hold it's the Rabbanan, then for sure the stakes are not nearly as high. And even if you hold, and we'll see about this, how we paskin, we hold that achar Pesach is aser midoraisa, like the Shita Rav Yehuda, but still it's not as chomer as during Pesach. In Bokar Sukuyam, so happens, this is what's going to be negeir for the tzlach. L'maisa Rav is the Baal HaMemra here, right? The Baal HaMemra is the Memra of the Gemara is attributed ultimately to Rav. And Rav happens to hold of Rav Yehuda. So really, this extra line of the Bir Halacha is relevant because, not necessarily for us, but for Rav. Rav himself does hold like Rav Yehuda. So you have to add, within the Rach, you have to add, but it's not as chamor as far as Karis is concerned, but maybe it is a Rav. But as far as we're concerned, it's even less, even more of a merchak from what it is on Pesach. It's only Drabana. And therefore, he says, that's where the Rishonim leave it out. Because they didn't really know for sure about this matter. And at the end of the day, says the Bir Halacha, we should not be mekel like the Shulchan Aruch, because we have the Rach and Kol Dvar Dvar Kabbalah. So this is the Bir Halacha. I think that Dani Shanza, you had a question on this, no? On this Bir Halacha, on this Pshat and the Rach. Dani, you're here?
Yeah, I was wondering why we wouldn't just say Safik Darabon Lekula, especially if we hold the Grip Shimon. And then
what do you need to say, Rabbi Yimei Pesach? Yeah, what do you say? What do you need, Rabbi Yimei Matzah? So, as I noted, Rav himself holds like Rabbi Yehuda. So that would possibly solve your problem that way. But it was Rav himself, the Baal HaMemra of Rav, holds like Rabbi Yehuda. So it wouldn't be a Safik Drabbanan. You're saying, Lemaisa, as far as we're concerned, why don't we be Mekel even if it was not Rabbi Yimei Matzah? The Rabbi Yimei Matzah has to do with the ipush, right? So why Lemaisa, what is the halacha? The halacha is its mutter, right? I mean, Lezina Basar Basra. I mean, that's the halacha. But you're saying it's after Pesach. I mean, what does it mean now? It's after Pesach. I mean, first of all, I mean, it'll be mutter after Pesach, right? That's the point. You would have it now. When do you find this? Let's actually step back in the Rach. The issue has to do with Achar Pesach. When did you find this? You found it after Pesach or you found it during Pesach? How do you understand what the Bir Halacha is saying Pshat in the Rach here? So, if you found it during Pesach, so we're saying you can't eat it on Pesach. How can you keep it? It might be chametz. So how can you keep it till after Pesach and then Rabbi Yimei Matzah, unless there's also a heter in holding on to it?
If the whole sfar is just the Bir Halacha, is that there's an Isra Kares, so then...
So you want to say that? You want to say, I mean, it's not clear in the Bir Halacha how he understood the Rach and what would mean. You're saying in the Chanami, whatever is not Isra Kares would not have a problem. So you couldn't eat it during Pesach because the stakes are too high. It could be possibly Kares. But it would be no problem to hold on to it. And then as far as eating it is concerned, you can eat it after Pesach.
Right. The Bir Halacha even says himself, even according to Mandam or the Achar Pesach, it's Aser Chametz Rabbi Yosef Midoraisa. It'll be moderate because it's just not Isra Kares.
Right. So Mela, it would come out that for the beer is also only a lack of Kares. The same way eating after Pesach for Rabbi Yehuda is not going to be Kares. Yeah, so it comes out that the issue is Nogeya, really not just eating it after Pesach. It's also Nogeya not having to destroy during Pesach. And in the Chanami, you found it during Pesach. That could be also. Lemaisa, whether or not this is Pshat in the Rach, it's not as simple as the Bir Halacha makes it. I saw a brought named the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish was not so sure that the Rach meant what the Bir Halacha says. I mean, he does two words, right? Achar Pesach. What does it mean? So I think he has one suggestion, but then I think maybe he was Choser, and he says maybe another suggestion. But one of the suggestions that's brought that he said maybe all the Rach means, his words are Achar Pesach. He's going on the meaning of Rabbi Yimei Matzah. In other words, he just means Rabu Yemei Matzah means Yemei Matzah from when Pesach began. It's just a way of attaching the words. Nothing more. Rabu Yemei Matzah means Yemei Matzah Acha Pesach, after from the beginning of Pesach, from the start of Pesach, there's been a few days that have elapsed. And there's no big Torah here that he means the whole sugya is a sugya nugei only Acha Pesach. He's just trying to attach the words of the Gemara. Again, it could be that he changed that. He had another suggestion, but either way, the Chazon Ish didn't think that the Rabbeinu Chananel meant to make the whole sugya limited to a discussion of eating it after Pesach.
Ready?
Yeah. So we have to know if we have such a sheet at all that would hold such a way. Who's speaking?
Mayor.
Yes.
What's the issue with reading the Racha is talking about finding the chametz after Pesach?
No, nothing wrong. I just was wondering. I said, in other words, you know, what do you have here? Well, you have to consider, the Gemara talks about Ipush. So it's going to have to be the same type of cheshbon. Let's say it's now after Pesach. So now the Ipush is a 15-day Ipush, and really it's only been 8 days. That's what you have to say. In other words, you found it after Pesach. And the heter of eating it now is based on the fact that you can attribute the accelerated Ipush that looks like 15 days Ipush. That's what's going to have to be. You just have to change the numbers. You can say that. I don't know if you have to say it.
Well, wouldn't it be less of a chiddush to say that than to say that you found it during Pesach and then you have to deal with
the Cheshbon? Ari has a good cheshbon. He says the same way that you're not here, according to the Shita, that it's Aser Nidurais after Pesach. But the Bir Halacha says, and Rav holds that way. You can still be matir because it's not kares. So now you have another Issa Dorais that you could be makel in, name that's not kares, and that's the holding on to the chametz. I mean, nowhere do I find in the Bir Halacha and the Rach that the whole case has to be that you found it after Pesach. The issue is that the heter that we're talking about would be for after Pesach. But it could be you found it before, during Pesach, or you found it after Pesach. And the heter would extend to holding on to it. You want a taina that maybe, no, for whatever reason, we're not matir the Baal Yerah possibility. But why are we matir Achila after Pesach if you hold it Doraisa? So you're saying that's just one Isser. And if it would be during Pesach, it would be matir another Isser. I don't know. Who says you're going to eat it after Pesach? Let's say you say want to hold on to it and not eat it afterwards. You just don't want to destroy it. You're too lazy. You don't have to go destroy it. Could we be matir that meanwhile? And if you're not going to take the other heter afterwards, it's too much to start assuming. Like it's going to depend. So the simple pshat would be that we could be matir anything that's not kares based on this cheshbon. Again, this doesn't state that it was found after Pesach.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
I mean, can we, in this sugi specifically, aren't we just saying that the chametz on Pesach, but we go basra to say that it's going to be mutter. You're not going to be over a bayi mutter. You're able to hold on to it. Or just because of suffix, we're not going to allow you to potentially eat it.
But maybe not. That's part of our question. If Rabbeinu Chananu says Acha Pesach, so does what our suffix is, does that mean that during Pesach there is nothing to be matir, even the Baal Yiroah? And that means they have to mean that it was already Nebuch too late. You didn't know about it till after Pesach. I'd be noted to think, but maybe most of you are saying, you know, in other words, in the Chanami, it doesn't say you found it after Pesach. You found it during Pesach, and it would be okay to hold on to it as well. If you're saying we matter about Chila after Pesach, even for Yehuda. But the point is, as the Bir Halacha says, it's not Issachar. Issachar is too much. Matter about Chila during Pesach is too much to swallow based on all of this.
We wouldn't be choshish for like a Shema Yevel Ochel.
The only question would be, see, I tell you that the problem is that then why didn't the Rambam bring the halacha down the Negea Bayirah? You see, Ari, and this is, you know, Chari Yisvar is correct, but like, then why wouldn't, if you argue, I mean, the truth is, why not bring the halacha down on Gabi Chamish Achar Pesach too? You can taka ask that also. Or I guess either way, the Rambam should have said something. Yeah, so what, it's not a full answer for the Rambam. But I'm wondering, at least if it's Negea during Pesach, for holding on to it. There is a Rabbeinu David, I have to look for it exactly. It's apparently in the later sugya, Daftes and Beis, in the sugyas of Safik and Vadai, I have to find it. It's a lot there, but there's one line of Rabbeinu David, maybe you'll be able to find it later and show me where exactly it is. One line where he mentions about oh, the discussion is only about biur, similar to sugya pascha ipsha. So here you have a remez from Rishon that the sugya pascha ipsha is not a heter of achila, like it's mashman the Shulchan Aruch and like we've been assuming. So that would be another mar makom, whether the rach is a good mar makom or not, what he means, but a mar makom that's limiting the issue only to biur and not to achila. That's interesting. But again, I have to find it. You have to find it exactly where Rabbeinu David said it and what to make of it. So this is what the Bir Halacha says within the Rach. Okay. The Bir Halacha acknowledges Achronim Nitchaku Bazeh. So let's at least mention one Mahalach in the Achronim that tries to explain Pshat in the Rambam's Hashmata, why the Rambam doesn't bring this din. And that's the Tzrach. The Tzrach opens up a very interesting inyan when he presents his approach for the Rambam. And it's an inyan that really gets addressed by Rishonim and really opens up a very big machlokas in a larger issue beyond the scope completely of our discussion, but just to be somewhat aware of it. The Tzrach, again, there's a lot here in the Tzrach, but in one paragraph, he addresses the possible reason why the Rambam leaves it out by asking the following question. There is a klal in the sugya, in Beitza we have this, and it's halacha, it's in Yerodea, Simon Kuf Beis, those who are learning or will learn in Yonim of Yerodea, so that's a very big topic. That's the rule that something which is usser, and normally there's halacha bitul, bitul berov, right? Dabar usser falls into whatever it might be, shishim, or if it's yavesh, it could be rov. Whatever bitul would make it that you can now be matir, the davar that became batul. But if it's davar sheyeshlo matirin, if it's something that eventually will have a heter, will become mutter, then the rule is that bitul doesn't work. So the sugyas and beitza, of course, are beitza shenod bebiyantif. That's the mission in the beginning of beitza, that there's an halacha that you can't eat for the reasons brought why you can't eat beitza shenod bebiyantif. But it's only usr for that day. The next afterwards, mutsai, it would be mutter. Therefore, what about if it's a halacha bitul? So this is, again, this is simen shulchan aruch, kuf beis in yardea, din davar sheyeshlo matirin, lashon ha-mechaber, sif aleph, kol davar sheyeshlo matirin, kigon beitza shenoda biyantif, shiru'uya lemachar, in this arva ba'acheros, the halacha is ena betela afilu be'elef. Why? So there's a whole this literature about the yisod of why davar sheyeshlo matirin is not batel. Rashi says because atche tochlenu the iser tochlenu beheter. When safko saf bitul is somehow like you're allowed to eat the davar aser. It's like a heter, but it's not. It's like a geder of dechuya. Say what you want. In other words, it's a reason why you can wait and eat it beheter. So don't eat it be iser. There's a famous Ran and a Darim, a different Vart that could be these Svaras on the Gea, what we're going to deal with right now. But the Ran is a famous Vart that to the extent that it has already an aspect of Heter in it because it becomes Mutter later. So it's not as much of a clash between the things that are now, one is being Batel and the other. So why does Bita work? Because the Dabra Usser is by definition something which is antithetical to the other thing, which is mutter, and the two come together, that's when the clash results in the isser neutral being neutralized, becoming mutter. But if the isser has in it an aspect of the other thing, of the heter, because it will become mutter, so then the klal of bitul doesn't work. That's the famous Ran. Let's go with Rashi for now. Rashi's svar is, in beitza atche tochenu be isser tochenu be heter, the klal is clear. Davar sheyeshlo matirin does not become butter. So now the kasha is, or the suggestion would be as follows. L'chora, the Gemara says, he asks, it's lach, ki lo rabsa matza nezo basa basa. So the tzlach has an interesting question. The Gemara is telling us that there's a rule of nezo basa basa. So we should allow ourselves to eat this suffix chametz, suffix matzah, based on the rule of Azlina Basabasra, because the chametz was cleaned out from before. So why do I need to be Rapsa Matzah? There's a halacha Azlina Basabasra. And that, again, that's the ultimately, that's the thrust of the sugya. Aslina Basar Basra with an extra chidush on top of that. But, says the Tzrach, according to the Rambam and according to the Rif, since they hold the halach that chametz gachar pesach, we hold like Rav Shimon. So chametz gachar pesach is mutter. So it's a davar sheyeshu matirin. Says the Tzrach, so we should, just same way that davar sheyeshu matirin is not batel berov, afil be'elef lo batel. So the Tzrach wants to equate the rule of Azlina Basaruba to the principle of Bitul Berov. Interesting. And he asks, L'chayra, we should now say that we don't go Basar Basra because it's a Davar Sheyeshu Matirin, because Chametz is Mutter after Pesach. So maybe, what's the Gemara asking? Even if it was Rabsa Chametz, in the beginning of the sugya, it should be mutter because it's going to be Basar Basra. No, maybe the answer to that Gemara's initial kashi is you need two things because it's Yeshko Matirin. So you need, number one, it's going to be Basar Basra, and you need Rab Samatz as well, because otherwise you'd have a pushback to the halacha of Basar Basra because Yeshko Matirin. So maybe you need two factors, Lehatera. You need Rab Samatz Kipshuto, that you use it most of the time for matzah, and the fact that Zlina Basar Basra, that's his original question, how he starts off in the sugya. Says the Tzrach the following chat. He says, who's the Baal HaMemra of this statement of Pascha Ipsha? Who's speaking? So the members attributed ultimately to Rav. And Rav holds in Daf Chav Tes on the base, like Rav Yehuda, that Chametz Racha Pesach is awesome in a Torah. It's a lav. There are three psukim, and the three lavin go on Toch Zmano, right? Lefnei Zmano, Achaz Zmano. That there's a din midoraisa not to eat Pesach, Chametz after Pesach. If that's true, then says the Tzrach, Chametz is not a davar, sheyesh lo matirin. It remains us afterwards as well. So the Gemara has a good kasha according to Rav. Says the Tzrach, if that's true, then I have an even beautiful pshat, more beautiful pshat, to explain why the Rabbim left out this pshat halach of the Gemara. Because it comes out that the only reason why we can allow for a Zlina Basar Basra in any situation, let alone the Ipush Merubah, just a suffix, whether this is Chametz or this is Matzah, and we say a Zlina Basar Basra, based on what we know from Shkolin, but that can only be true if it's not a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. So that can only be true if you hold like Rav Yehuda, which is what Rav holds like, and that's why you can say Aslina Basar Basra, and the sugya holds together based on that. But if we hold like Rav Shimon Lahalacha, that Chametz is Mutter Midaraisa after Pesach, so that means a Chametz is Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, it will be Mutter after Pesach. So if we know that Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin does not become Batel Berov, so the Tzrach makes an interesting equation, which soon will maybe... we have to try to challenge it, but the Tzrach says, so too, if we don't go after Rav, Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, we should also not follow Basar Basra. And even if it's Rav Samatz Mamish, whatever you want to throw into the equation, but we could say that we don't follow that because the other Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, Ubezeh Zachino Lahavin, says the Tzrach at the end of the paragraph, Sharif Arama Mishmitu Kosa Gezu. Why? Because they hold that Rav is Lishitaso. The Chametz is also after Pesach Rav Yehuda. So therefore, this is not called Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. It remains also after Pesach. And therefore, he's Matir based on Basar Basra. But the Rif, who paskins in Avodah Zarah, the Chametz is called Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. And so there's a Ram paskin as well. Therefore, they leave it out because the halacha is not going to hold because Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin does not become Batul Berov, and so too would not have the halacha of Basar Basra. That's the very interesting what the Bi'ar Locha probably called a dochek, but that is one of the Mahalchim presented why the Rambam and the Rif don't bring this Memra. Now, there's a few things to think about here. Yes, Yaakov.
How do you work in the Knas Derabanan into the equation?
Yes, so Knas Derabanan would not go. Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin would be a function of, obviously, the Din D'oraisa. That's what come out. Yeah. It's interesting, right? You're asking a good point. This is the Knas Rabbanan. Yeah, he doesn't address that. Now, Lemaisa, there's a few things to think about here. Maybe we'll do one at a time. Let's talk within the Tzach himself. The Tzach himself acknowledges that there's maybe something you can notice is different between the application of a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin not becoming batel in the sugyas in Beitza, for example, Beitza no Debi Yamtif, and other situations, and what we have over here. Namely, if you have something which is a Davar Aser, and that Davar Aser, which we know is Aser, falls into a mixture, and even the Iser for itself is Yesh Lo Matirin, that's the cloud, Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin doesn't become batel. What we have over here is different. We have something that we don't know to begin with, if it's Aser or Mutter. You could say it's not, it's Chazik Isura. This is a piece of what could be Matzah, could be Chamesh. And now we have a Hachra of Asurim Basar Basra. That might be not very different than a case of a Davar or Aser where it's Chazik Isura. And the Tzach himself notes, there's a Bagin Avram on this, and there's a lot on this, just the Kitzer though, this is already pointed out in the Tosus of Benu Peretz, who also brings in the discussion, but not on the case of Pasti Ipsha, but in the case of Meiser itself. The issues of Meiser from the Mishnah Shkolim. What does Benu Peretz ask? In Dibra HaMascha Bahar HaBayis La'olam Chulin, so what does it say in the Mishnah? If you find money in Har HaBayis, then Le'olam Chulin. In other words, even though it's the time of the Regel, we can still assume this money came from before Yantif, before the Regel time, and it's going to be Chulin, not Ma'aser Sheni. And what did Rashi explain? Why is that true? How did Rashi explain Har HaBayis? We'll soon see the Rambam has a different pshat. But how did Rashi learn Har HaBayis lo'olam chulin? What's the pshat? It could be coming from the regel. No, who remembers? What does Rashi say? We follow what? What do we follow? We follow rove of the year. Most of the year, the money is not meiser. So it comes out, we have money that is maybe Meiser, maybe Chulin, then we assume it's Chulin because of most of the year. Okay, so here comes the Rabbeinu Peretz and brings in Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin in terms of this issue. Okay, it's not, it's the same, we're still bringing up the same issue in a different case. In fact, the Rabbeinu Peretz, he says, how can you say you follow over the year and be Matir the money? Amai, how can you follow over? Those money, you can take the money and you can remove whatever isurim on it by buying whatever it is with it, and then the money becomes mutter. This money, Ma'aser Sheni, has pidyon options. So whatever isurim are will be lifted. That's what he calls isurim. He calls that Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. It's also not so simple. But the Ma'os Ma'aser Sheni, Tzach is dealing with this as well in another part of the long Tzach. You can see it. But for now, let's keep it simple. Benu Peretz says, that's called Yesh Lo Matirin. The money can be pulled there, the money, and remove the Kedusha. The Imkain, Lahavilon Lemezo Basaruba. So he's asking that we shouldn't follow Rov the same way we say that there's no Bito Berov on Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. We shouldn't be matir, the suffix that maybe it's Ma'aser Sheni, maybe it's Chulin by virtue of the robe of the year, because it's Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. That's his kash. What does he answer? The Yeshuomer Dilo Dami. You can't compare this. Why? Dilha de Aminan. That which we say in the beginning of Mesech de Beitza, the Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin for the Elf Lobatel, Hainu Dafka be Ischazik Isura. That it was presumed already to be a Davar Aser, then it's Arif. So you have something which is Aser, and then it became this Arif. But Anu wrote some Mevatlo. Now you want to be Mevatlo the Iser that was Ischazik with that which there was a Bitul Berov. The Azar Minan, that's when the rule comes up, a Filbel Flobat. But what's different over here? Abul Hacha, the Yesh Litlos, the Isser Leheter. It's not a Schasig Isser. It might be Mutter, might be Yasser. So then already, Vadi Yasser, the Basar Rov. So what you have in this Abidal Parish is really a rebuttal to the Tzlach as well. The Tzlach was dealing with the Pasha Ipsha case and trying to explain why the Rambam, Lishitaso, who passed in his like Rav Shimon, doesn't pass in Basar Basu. In the Tzlach's eyes, Basar Basra is like Bitul Berov. Okay, let's grant him that. But what we see in Abinu Peretz is that whenever you have Lois Chazik Yisur, that seems to be the thrust of Abinu Peretz. You don't say that it's not Batu, it is Batu. Or you do follow Rov. Then he continues, he just goes on with another, with Beit Shem. Let's leave that. You can look at it also. But Umaisa, what we have here is an interesting question. If something is lowest chazak isura, do you also apply the rule of Dovash Yisumatirin? The truth is, there's another variable that you could also, I don't know if Beno Peretz means it this way, but there's another thing to think about. The classic examples of Beis HaShanol de Biyantif of not being Gambato is Bitul Berov. Now, there are really two Nyanim in Rov. There's Bitul Berov, and there's what we could call Azlinan Basaruba, Halech, Halocha Chaharov. When we talk about here going after Rov of the year, that's not Bitul Berov. Basa Basra is in Tzlach's eyes is equivalent to Rov. What kind of Rov? Not Bitul Berov. It's a principle to follow, to assume that it's going to be the Basra, it's going to be the Rov. So you have to know, even in that issue, which is also a discussion, does Yesh Gomatirin prevent that idea of Rov as well, or only specifically Bitul Berov? So really, there are really two inyanim that have to be sorted out with regard to whether Dovash Yesh Gomatirin will prevent there from being a basis to be Matir. One issue is the fact that it's Lo Ischazik Yisura, as opposed to Ischazik Yisura, maybe only by Ischazik Yisura. When you know something is us, so that's when it can become, you don't follow Rov by Dovash Yesh Gomatirin. And Mashaykin over here, where it's a suffix. But there's another factor. In other words, maybe there's a difference between Bitul Berov and following a principle of Rov, like a Rov Shana or Azlina Basabastra. That's not a Bitul Berov issue. So the emphasis is, there's a lot of raid on this. I don't want to get too bogged down. I just want you to know, interesting thing. You look a little bit in the Shulchan Aruch. So Pisri Tshuva is always, you know, a place to look to bring a lot of places in Makoros. So the very first Pisri Tshuva you'll find in Hilchis Tarobes Simon Kuv Beis in Yerudea, which is Dovash Yesh Gomatirin, on the case of Beit Sashnod de Biyantif, Nisarva Ba'acheros, the din of Afil Be'elef Lo Batol. So the Pisri Tshuva brings a whole list of Marmakomos about, and it's interesting, his first Marmakom, I found this striking, so I just share with you, Derech Agav. You know, you look at Sfarim and you want to know who is the sefer that he's quoting. So his first Marmakom, listen to this. Just to show you how we sometimes get locked into particular, associations of who speaks about machshava, who speaks about halacha. Ayin b'shalas etshuvis shebesof sefer siduro shel Shabbos tshuva gimel. Before I continue, does anyone in the shir here know the sefer siduro shel Shabbos? Has anyone ever heard of it? You in Eretz Yisrael, the Tivaria, Shalavim. Nobody ever showed you a sefer Sidur Shabbos, Mamish? Have you ever heard of Nesivas Shalom? Okay, Nesivas Shalom has a whole Maracha and Chassidus of Shabbos. If you know Nesivas Shalom, you should know Sidur Shabbos. Sidur Shabbos is Rav Chaim Chernovitz. The entire Sefer is, except obviously a few pages in the middle where he has some Shalos Tshuvos. But Kemat, the entire Sefer, is in Yanim Nisgavim about the Kedushas HaShabbos. Al pi derech hamachshava, derech hachasidus, you could say. It's a classic. It's a classic sefer. And I have it. I never knew until last night when I was looking into this Pisri Tshuva that in the middle of the sefer, tucked away, and apparently he references his Nagdama that I'm going to mention a few shelos and tshuvas that I had. There's a few tshuvas on inyanim of halacha, serious halacha inyanim. He writes he has a couple of simanim in the middle of the sefer. He says, I told you in Hakdamah of Chelek Aleph that I'm going to put a few chidushim. I know I'm very torahed, and I couldn't put too much down. And I know the little bit that I wrote, if they're correct or not. Therefore, I put them down as I have them written in my notebooks from when I was younger. Two or three of my tshuvas. And if people like it, you know, they'll be machriya. They go and he has them be machriya. So he has a few pages in the middle of the sefer. And as the Pisri Tshuva quotes here, Tshuva Gimel, and now I'll read it already from the Pisri Tshuva, Shenistatek, Medavar Sheyeshu Matirin, Shenis Arev. Here's the way he has the question. It's a variation of what we're discussing. Davar Sheyeshu Matirin, Shenis Arev, the Acha Kach Pivesh Echad Mehem. Iyar Minan Kode Parish. So again, what is this variation? The issue is you have, it's not bit over of. This is one of the other issue. In other words, you have a davashish matirin, so it's a schazik isura. It became this arev. And now there's something that was called the parish from that. Do we say called the parish meruba parish? Most of the things were not the davar ha'asir. Do we continue with the line of thought of Davashish Matirin that I can't think about any issue of Rov here? Davashish Matirin is part of what's going on. The entire problem issue is Yesh Matirin, and therefore no halachas of Rov are going to come into me machriya. No halachas of Rov. There was a bit of a Rov initially that didn't go forward because of Davashish Matirin, but now there's a different Rov. It's called the Parish. So that's his first Amara Malkum on this. And he says, even in this case, he says he concludes that we don't say Kol Deparish, and that's also included in Davash Yeshua Matirin, and he brings a Tshuva Semach Tzedek, the Chen Kass of Magen Avram, and he brings a Tzlach in Beis Adaf Yudam and Beis, Sheherech Rabbi Raya. So again, these are all permutations of Davash Yeshua Matirin. Again, there are really again two nekudos to notice. Number one, the Ischazik Isura issue. And the other issue is it's not formally a bit of a Rov, but some other principle connecting to Rov. There's also Ritva here that I think also makes mention of this. But let's go to another point in terms of the Tzlach's assumptions in answering up for the Rambam. So what we just said now is inyanim that are related to broader topics of Yeshua Matirin, in terms of Bitul Berov, Ischazik, O Ischazik. What did the Tzlach do here? He made a connection between the rule of Rov, and let's grant Rov even not just Bitul Berov, even Halecha Chaharov. But he connected that to Azlina Basa Basra. And what the Tzlach was assuming was that the same way that a Davash Yishlam Atirin will not lend itself to a psak halacha of Rov, so too, Davash Yeshua Matirin will not lend itself to a psak of what? Vazlina Basa Basra. And that's why the Gemara, the Rambam and the Rif perhaps didn't paskin like Rav, because Rav holds like Rav Yehuda, that Chometz is also midrais after Pesach, so it's not called Davash Yeshua Matirin. But the Rambam passing is Rav Shimon, therefore he can't accept the rule of Azlina Basa Basra. Maybe somebody can explain to me. Let me open it up to everybody. Chora, is there a way to show that maybe you can't compare the rule of following a psak of Rov by Davash Yeshua Matirin and the rule of Azlina Basa Basra? Something that we already spoke about in Azlina Basa Basra, that Chora could help us to differentiate between what the Tzlach thought should be comparable to Rov, and over here. Yaakov, go ahead.
If Azlina Basa Basra is not a hechrich in
not Achra, yeah. But rather, what is it?
Like what we learned, like we said, mainly.
But it's telling us that does not enter into the Suffolk. The Ritva had his own way of saying it, but we said it this way. L'chore, if we argue that Azni Basa Basra is not a principle to be machriya in a suffix, but it's an idea that reconfigures the suffix and defines for us what is bechlau the suffix, what enters into the suffix, what studim do we entertain as possibilities in the suffix, and what studim do we ignore and dismiss. That's not the same thing as though. So if that's the case, one can argue very cogently that this halacha of davar sheyesh lo matirin, and let's go with the Rashi svar, that since you're going to be able to have it anyway at a later time, the heter, so don't rely on this sack of rov, a bitul rov, or even halicha harov, don't rely on it and have to come on to a hachra from a suffix when you can just wait and enjoy it later without any doubts, without any psak halacha to paskin that it's mutter. No, just because you have the possibility later on. When does that hold? That svara holds if what's happening now is a psak in a suffix. So why rely on having to have a suffix gepaskind and be matrit through that? Wait and have it without any psak halacha. You don't have to go through the realm of suffix. Just have it clean. Have it vade bimutter. Masha inken, if we teach Azrina Basa Basra, not as a psak that we're tole in the Basra, but Azrina Basa Basra means, what are we mistapic on? What is it that we consider in the suffix? And Azrina Basa Basra means what was before was for sure cleaned away, it was checked, it's not even part of our entertaining. So Lachara, if that's the psak, then even by Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, the point is, there is nothing to be mistapic in. So then the svar of the tzrach does not hold. The chori yishol matir should not change anything. Because lemaisa, here we are right now, we know what's part of the suffix, what's not part of the suffix. So if asim basabasa is a principle, then that should apply equally by davar sheyesh lo matir. And the chori, the tzrach obviously doesn't think like that. Tzrach is assuming it's a principle of achra and a suffix. But if we touch it the way we did, the chori, the tzrach's link to that which we know Yishka Matirin is not Batul Berov, Chur is not necessarily going to hold. Okay, that's one in terms of the Rambam and the Rif and the leaving out of the Psak of Pascha Ipsha. Yeah. Yaakov, I see your hand. Yeah.
Just really quickly. What we're saying to the show yesterday, connecting Aslina Basar Basra, right? The Ram was connecting it to Aslina Basar Ruba. And Rabbi wants to say that that is similar to what we said earlier in the week, that it's not a Hachra. Oh. But it's a way out of the vada. It's like a way out of the suffix. Wouldn't that kind of be difficult here? Because
What are you referring to?
The chiddush around at the end of shir yesterday when you're saying. So here it's kind of
the ran is a difficult ran. We did deal with it. The ran, the point in the ran was that the tzad hasuffik is shakul. Because of basa basra. I don't know if you have to tie in that ran, assuming it's a hachra. Lamaisa, if whatever is basra, even if it's muat, is the way to go, whatever the reason. So then the side of miut is shakul to the side of the rov. So therefore, the Ran thinks in such a case we shouldn't follow rov. I don't know that it's a stira. I don't know. Look back at it, we'll see.
Even if it's connected to Azina Basar Ruba, it still is not an issue of davar sheyesh lo matirin. It has to be connected to it in the sense of being a hachra.
For our purposes now, I think you can hear very well that yesh lo matirin says, don't be machria the suffix now if you can have it later. But if it's not being machria the suffix, if it's just saying this is not part of the suffix, then I don't care that's yesh lo matirin. There's no suffix here. That's my point. The round of yesterday is separate. Okay, let's just focus for a few minutes on the Rambams and Maisa Sheni and notice really what the difficulties are, what's clear, what's not clear. We're not going to necessarily have a corpse shot on everything, but just to read several Rambams just as they correlate with the Mishnah in Shkalim that we had mentioned. See how the Rambam learned shot in the Mishnah in some ways different than Rashi and what comes out of that vis-a-vis our sugya. So we have the Rambam regarding the Mishnah in Shkalim. We have the other Rambam regarding the Braisa, that's in Yud Aleph. There are three Rambams in Perek Vav here. The third Rambam is the case of the Teva. So each of these Rambams has to be addressed. The Rambam in Perek Vav Halachat, in Halachat Tes, says the Rambam, Moshe and himself be Yerushalayim. You find money in Yerushalayim. He says, even if you find in Rizav with Kesef, with money, which might suggest that there was something here that was exchanged for something else, that one of these coins is Maaser Sheni. No, we don't say that. All of these coins, whether it's copper, whether it's silver, whether it's gold, all them together, all treated as chulin. Why? Says the Rambam, why? Hoel v'shuki Yerushalayim miskabdin b'chol yom. So the Rambam gives us the reason of Rav Shemaya in explaining Maos HaNimsos B'Yerushalayim Harei Elu Chulin. So right away, everyone should be noticing something interesting. Where does Rav Shemaya's reason apply according to Rashi? What was he coming to address? As we read our sugya with the Rashi, what was Rav Shemaya coming to explain when he says, Matam? My time. Ho'el b'shuk Yerushalayim. So what did Rashi say?
It was explaining why during the regalim you wouldn't assume that.
Why, right? Why by regalim are we machmir? Why regalim are we machmir? The Rambam is different. The Rambam goes the opposite. Very interesting. The Rambam says it's harei elu chulin because shuk Yerushalayim. According to Rashi, why is it chulin? Because most of the year things are chulin. You don't have to explain anything about that. What you have to explain is why beregel, it's not that way. Why don't we attribute it to being from before the regel? Shuki Yerushalayim is kabdin. The Rambam says, fakir. The Rambam brings the rest of the year, it's chulin because the Shuki Yerushalayim is kabdin. And then he continues, the end of the halacha, so the Rambam put the whole Shuki Yerushalayim connecting that to the chulin of the rest of the year, and not to that which is meiser on rega. So what's the pshat? So if you see in the Marie Kurkis explains the Rambam as follows. Actually, maybe could I read the next halacha too? We'll do it together. The next halacha is halacha yud. Most on himself with Nesochre Behema, this is the first case in Shkolin. La'olam Meiser. Because then he's going to mention Harabais. So let's see. You find it in front of the merchants who are selling animals. It's always Meiser. Shacheskas Rova Amivin Maus Meiser Shini Vikonbo Behemoth. Okay, that's straightforward. Why is it Meiser? Because most people are buying. Okay, we have the Cheshvan with the Rashi, the Tosus, what about the Mochrim? Okay, whatever you'll say for that, we have already Rashi, Tosus, the various suggestions about why it comes out that we follow Rov Halokhin, and that's why it's treated as Maisa. The Ram continues, Banim Sos Baharabayis, Va'olam Chulin, Shechas Kasim Tumas Alishka, Shechilim Magizbar Malabahim. And again, something different than we've seen before. How did Rashi explain Harabayis, Va'olam Chulin? According to Rashi, because we follow Rov Hashanah, right? We follow Rov Hashanah, and since the sweeps, the Har Bayis was not swept regularly, like Yerushalayim streets were, therefore, even though he found B'Shas HaRegel, we can say that it was from the money of before the Regel. That's Rashi. The Rambam has a different take on Har Bayis. The Rambam says, Har Bayis Olam Chulin, because we know for sure that it's coming from a Salishka that the Gizbarim were Machal to buy behemoths for the Kabbana Sibur, and that's what that money is. The money is for sure coming from the Gizbarim, and therefore it's going to be viewed as money that has been already, right? It's already been Mischalel on the purchase of the animals. Nupshat. Dvarim Chadashim in the Rambam. So here the Marie Kurkis puts the Rambam in sharper focus. Says Marie Kurkis, he quotes the sugi here and in sugi about Metzia, and he brings up Shmaya's reason, Shuki Rishalayim. He brings Rashi. The Merkuk is in Halacha Yud. You guys have it? He quotes Rashi that the reason of Shuki Rishalayim is Kabdim is going on why Bishas HaRegel, it's Meiser, and we don't assume it's Lekula from before the Regel, like we do by Harabais. Again, for Rashi, Harabais is Chulin because we're Toler and Kol Hashana, which is the Rov. And we don't sweep the streets. Shuki Yerushalayim, where the streets are swept, so B'Shas HaRegel, it's Meiser. That's the picture according to Rashi. The Maria Kolke says the Rambam doesn't, and why isn't Harbai swept? Because it's on an incline, and because there isn't avak, there isn't dirt there. Maria Kolke tells you why the Rambam didn't like Rashi's pshat. Kasha Pirizet, he says, first of all, why shouldn't you do kibbutz on Harbayis? Because of the shratzim. After all, you could have shratzim there from before. You don't want them there, b'shas regel. Shouldn't you do a cleanup of Harbayis for that reason? That's one kasha. And he says, Afar. Yeah, so you could still have Afar there. You still should want to clean from the mud. So there's two reasons why you clean, from Afar for shratzim. Both reasons should apply to Harbayis. Why should you clean Harbayis regularly? So therefore, Rashi tries to take care of that. He says, you don't go out. You don't go there, Babak Shal Raglav. But he says, okay, you don't go there. But Afar could go on its own. The wind can bring the offer there. So therefore, Rashi's pshat, the Ram didn't like. Ukach, he says, Pirish Rabbeinu, the whole Shuk Yerushalayim is not going, as we see from the Lashon HaRambam, it's not going on why Bishas HaRegel, it's always nicer. The opposite. Why, if it's found L'Acha HaRegel, why is it Chulin? Now here, you can say in two ways. The Marie Koker says it one way, the Tzlach Pnei Yeshua say on another variation of this. How does Marie Koker put it? Why do you assume, right, if it's not Beregel, that it's Chulin? What's the problem? Now it's not Regel anymore. Says the Marie Koker, but let's say it's a day after the Regel. So the last 7-8 days, people were converging on Yerushalayim, whether it's Sukkot, Shmiat Tzeres, Pesach. It's a day later, and you found money, and you're not going to tell me it's my Sesheni? It's a day after the Regel. You're telling me if it's not the Regel, then it's going to be Chulin. Why? It's a day later. Why not go to Chumrah? So that's what he says. The reason is because they sweep every day. So even from yesterday, the money would have been swept away and discovered. That's Marie Korkus. Therefore, filo avam and a regel el yom echad, we say it must have fallen today and not yesterday, because yesterday's maos was already swept away. What's another way to explain what the Pnei Yeshua says? We saw the Pnei Yeshua in the beginning of the sugya, and the Tzlach says the same thing. What else could you say? Let's say it's found 3 months after the regel. And we say it's chulin. Do we need to come on to the reason of Rav Shmaya of Shupir Yerushalayim Miskabdin or not? So l'chara now it's more obviously chulin, no? So it says that Tzlach says that Pnei Yeshua, no, because why assume that we follow Rav Hashanah? Maybe the amount of money that's circling Yerushalayim over those days of the regel is overwhelmingly more than the money that's circling Yerushalayim the whole rest of the year. So rather than say Rov Hashanah, we should follow Rov Hamos. The regel itself should be considered the Rov. So it's not just because it's a day after the regel. It should be many months after the regel, but for all we know, really the money that's found is more likely to be from the what? From the regel and not from the non-regel part of the year. And that's why you have to come on even then to the reason of Shuki Yerushalayim Miskabdin. That's what the Tzlach Pnei Yeshua want to say. So this is why the Rambam is learning that the reason of Rav Shmaya is to explain why it's always chulin. What's an added benefit of that pshat, Rabbo say? What pshat, what kasha that we started the sugya with would be answered in light of the Rambam's pshat, who remembers, from day one, Monday?
How to learn out from a cool.
I can be more out of the kasha, right, from that Mishnah Shkolim's Shuk Yerushalayim Miskabdin to the sugya over here with Gabi being matir to be mako for the pascha ipsha. There it's l'chumra, maybe misafik, we'll go l'chumra, but here we want to go l'kula. So we had a mahalach, and our mahalach, we wanted to answer it. But according to the Rambam, it's beautiful, right? According to the Rambam, see how mamish the sugya has a different feeling now. That's what Pnei Yeshua said at the beginning of the sugya without quoting the Rambam, but I don't think he quoted the Rambam. But that would be obviously an answer. Okay. But now what else has to be addressed? What about Harabais? So why is Harabais la'olam chulin? So here the Rambam found a mocker in Yerushalmi. That's what we just quoted in the Rambam there. Mashechilku ben Arbais to Yerushalayim. So that's good. Parnasan Rabbeinu Tam. In other words, it's nothing to do with. For all we know, Harbais was what? Was also swept. But the issue is, the Harbais, why is it always chulin? It's because we know that it was from Trumas Halishka, and we can add here an added benefit. And after all, we have Tosis Kasha that we dealt with yesterday. People are not supposed to go in Harbais with money. So the Rambam used that Kasha as another sniff to why we can be making on Harbais, because we say it must have been the Gizbarim already used the money to Mechal on the animals, and the money is now Chulin. Maybe someone had Maisa Sheni money and had on Harbais. No, you're not supposed to go on Harbais with money. So to the contrary, the Rambam has another benefit in answering Tosis Kasha as well. Tosis had to give Chilukim, but for Hesha, but Sinna, and so on. So he says, that's the reason for Harabais. Matzasi also be Yerushalmi Shkolin. Ufizeh concludes the Marie Korkis, beautiful. Ufizeh, Nicha, Mashik Shu Tosfos. Now, how can you find money in Harabais? Either Mishnah Brachis, the Bryce in Brachis. The answer is, Tosfos gave his carrots. But Tirits Nacha, no good. Tosfos is a nice terrace. L'derech Rabbeinu lo kashamidi, because we are not with Tola and Tumas Salishka. Not Stam Chulin, but with Tola and Tumas Salishka. Yeah, then he also makes mention of the other Tosfos. You can take a look at the next paragraph. Let's just finish with the next Rambam. This Rambam I don't have a good shot on, but we'll just bring it out. Uchira, something is missing in the Rambam. You have to know what to do with it. The Rambam quotes in Halacha Yud Aleph the other case that we have about Basa Basra. Teva shenishtamish b'chu in umaisa sheni umatsa b'toch amos im rov manichin maisa reimos maisa im rov manichin chulin chulin. The Rambam has another point about nechsa l'mechsa. You have to know where he got that from and derive it on that. Maybe the girsa should be changed. That's a whole separate issue, mechsa l'mechsa. But if it's rov times that you put meiser there, then it's treated as meiser. Rope times chulin chulin. The Gemara quoted this brisa and asked a kasha, and gave three answers to the kasha. The Gemara asks, "What do you mean? Why not follow Basa Basra?" So Reb Nachman by Yitzchak gave a teretz that you used it for both. You don't know which is Basra. Teretz number one. Reb Zvid gave a teretz. Siburin, Siburin. So there were piles at the same time. So there was no Basa Basra. Papa says, Ishtakach Beguma. And the Rambam says, none of the above. The Rambam just paskins the halacha without any mentioning of the Ukimtas of the Gemara, and that's a big Tzarech Iyun, right? Because L'chaira, what happened to the Gemara that sets up the case to be in one of three different scenarios? So the many Achronim try to figure out, maybe the Rambam is assuming one of the cases already. Maybe he's assuming it's Siburin. Maybe he's assuming you don't know which one to use, but it's sussum in the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't say it. He just gives you the halacha as it is. That obviously is difficult. And because the Mishnah already points that out, he says, I don't understand. Tzarech tam, lama hishmet rabbeinu ukimtus elu. So the Kesem Mishnah didn't know why the Rambam didn't even mention the ukimtus of the Gemara. So that's a tzarech in the Rambam. Okay, so Baruch Hashem, we have at least on some level learned up the sugya for ourselves, what the chazer of the Shabbos, everybody, and let's do a little time maybe for Inyan HaDiyoma, and we'll see after that. Okay.